Hello, everybody, and welcome to a bonus episode of the Need to Nerd podcast. I'm your host, Spencer. I'm joined by my co-host, a man who leaves stickers on his hat, even though his co-host has sticker phobia, Spencer Helen. And Teddy B, I gotta know.
I'll put it backwards.
I gotta know, how is that different than leaving tags on your shoes?
So, tag is it's very specific. If it's like a sticker tag.
No, those are tags.
Okay. So, if it's like a physical tag that is uncomfortable to wear, I don't get that. If you're wearing something that you're going to resell, like, it's like a one-time use kind of thing where it's like, oh, I wear, like, for, like, sneakerheads. Like, sure. I don't know if that's, like, something not into that culture. You know, but that's...
I'm not a sneakerhead either.
Yeah.
I'm getting close though. Like, I might buy another pair of custom Nikes. I might become like a custom Nike sneakerhead.
Okay.
So,
that's cool.
Patty, you have no idea what's about to happen, but I already knew what I wanted to do when I was like, oh, I'm going to teach Patty how to edit really quick. Patty, I want to talk to you about like the three video games that influence you the most. I'm going to go first to help you out here. So for me, I have a pretty clear three. The number one video game that probably influenced me the most was Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic and Knights of the Republic 2. We talked about it on the show, like, it is just, like, that level of depth in an RPG story is everything I want from a video game. It's almost like, for those who don't know the term, chasing a dragon, like, that's my dragon that I chase. It is easily the thing that, like, when I play a video game, if I'm going to put X number of hours into it, that's what I want it to do. For me, number two is probably something along the lines of like either Mario 64 or something like that, where it's like this adventure platforming, something to kind of wind down with, but really is deep and like has really fun mechanics that you get to learn along the way. Whether, you know, Mario was really cool because it had the long jump. It had I didn't get into speedrunning, but like, you know, the speedrunning community is really cool for that one.
Yeah.
But it, like that game in Zelda 64 kind of opened me up to like this open world, choose your own adventure, choose where you're going, what you're doing at the time type of game. Mostly because, like, you know, before that, like, even, like, you know what? That's actually probably not true. Super Mario World might actually be this game for me. Or, I don't know, have you played that game in time?
Yes. That was actually, so.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's save it then. Save it then. That actually might be the one for me. And then three is actually now Red Dead Redemption 2. Super new to my catalog of, like, top games ever made. Amazing story, amazing graphics, amazing mechanic. Like, I honestly believe that, you know, rest in peace, KOTOR, but I actually think Red Dead 2 is just actually the best video game to ever be created. And I think it will take decades for me to change.
Do what you want with it?
No, just change my mind. Like,
sure.
You know, having a. It pulls in so many things from so many great games. And it's one of the things that I think is so funny when people are like, oh, video games aren't as good as they used to be. Where it's like, Breath of the Wild changed the game. Red Dead Redemption 2 changed the game. Witcher 3 changed the game. Like, there are so many times. I mean, Mario Odyssey changed the game. Like, there's so many things that come up that just really change the way video games are made. If you look at what KOTOR did, right, Mass Effect only exists because Drew Capuchin got to write KOTOR and then got to write all of Mass Effect 3 for, Mass Effect 1 and 2 for that thing before they got bought by EA.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And that's that, like, that's the level of storytelling, right? And, like, a lot of people think that, like, Mass Effect 2 is the best game ever made. And it's like, well, that exists because of that. And, you know, a lot of people are like, Mario 64 is the best game ever made. And a lot of people are like, no, like, actually Mario Odyssey is the best Mario or whatever. And it's like a lot of this 3D platformer stuff, whichever 3D platformer you love, exists because of Crash Bandicoot and Mario. So I think for me, those are my three games, though. I know it's technically four because I include KOTOR 1 and 2 together because KOTOR 2 is just quality of life upgrades. But what about you?
Sure. So, didn't really have many systems growing up, right? I think... So, it all started with my brother's Super Nintendo, right? And so, I played a ton of Super Mario World and Street Fighter 2 were just, like, my go-to nice. Games as a...
Those are two great ones.
Yeah. So, I have a lot of memories playing on the Super Nintendo with that. I didn't get another, like, system other than, you know, like, Pokemon games, right? I played... Had a little Game Boy Color.
Dude, the Game Boy Color is... Do not undersell the Game Boy Color.
Game Boy again, Color so. was legit. But, like, I didn't get into, like, Advance or into DS, right? Like, that period, I didn't really...
You never owned a Game Boy Advance SP?
No, I did not. I was jealous of my friends who did.
Holy crap, Patty B.
I know. So, like, I missed out on, like, Pokemon Ruby. That's something I want to play on an emulator here.
I didn't know this about you. Yeah. This is the greatest bonus episode we could have recorded.
Yeah. So the one system I did have was an original Xbox.
That is the system, other than the Game Boy Advance SP, that I have the most hours in.
Loved that. Didn't get to, my family was very religious, and I didn't get to play too many games like, you know, Halo, things like that. So I played a ton of Battlefront 2.
Classic.
Star Wars Battlefront 2, super classic. And, funnily enough, Need for Speed Most Wanted.
That is not the Need for Speed I attribute to that system.
I know. It's not. But it's the
it's also
game
just the
that
worst,
I played the most of.
It's the worst Need for Speed for that system.
That's the one that I played the most
I love it. So I don't think that, you know, other than the fact that I probably just played more video games than you, I don't think we're that far off from each other. Like, Need for Speed Underground 2 and Midnight Club 3.
Midnight Club, I did play a little bit of Midnight Club.
Yeah, those were like... I probably have more hours into Midnight Club 3 than most video games, like an inappropriate amount.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I expected you to say things like either NCAA football or Madden.
Yeah, no, didn't. Wasn't too, like, my love of football has come later in life. You know,
NCAA football, specifically 2005.
Is that the one with, I'm trying to think of the, is that, 05 was the one that had a Ute on the cover, correct?
No.
If I'm not mistaken?
05 had, it wasn't Michigan. I want to say it was a Pitt player.
Wait, I'm looking at it quickly here.
So we have 05 had a blue and yellow person. I actually don't even remember. I think it was Pitt. I literally just told you I played the most of this game than I played any other game, and you doubted me. It's a Pitt player.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think went Pitt, USC. I think then it was Tim Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
or was it after Tebow was...
And then after Tebow, I think, was a Ute player.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Don't. I played the most of this game of any game I've ever played. Yeah, but wasn't it a Ute player? No.
No, the one NCAA game that I did have was on the PS3 was a Ute player.
Sure.
I was like, I gotta get that one because it's got the Ute on it.
Yeah, so... Are you trying to get kicked out of my house?
Maybe.
Quack, quack. Let's go.
I know.
You derailed me.
Sorry.
No, I think that, like, while I'm surprised, I'm also not surprised. Like, you played, like, the classics. Like, Battlefront 2 is... Can I ask which version of the game? Like, did you play online? Did you play Conquest mode? Did you play Classic? Like, what did you do?
Just, like, Conquest mode all the time.
Dude, that's everybody's answer is, like, no, yeah. You just, like... Go into a conquest.
Yeah, I didn't really play online. I loved the mode where you could play as the heroes.
Sure.
Like heroes versus villains. I played a lot of that.
Dude, conquest mode is... I have on this Xbox and the one downstairs.
Yeah, I've got Battlefront 2. It was like $5 bucks on the store.
Oh, it's on Game Pass, dude.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have Game Pass. I should do that.
Oh, you should... Oh, Game Pass is... Hashtag worth for those watching. Dude, Game Pass is insane.
Not a sponsor. No free sponsors. Not a sponsor.
You can, though. You can. If Xbox, please. If you want a sponsor. Yeah. You just, yes.
Yeah.
No, that's really cool. Can I ask? I want to ask about Super Mario because I didn't want to go too far into it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I actually did a video on the YouTube channel about Super Mario World.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think I did. It is.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you know what? I don't think that's what it was, but I was going to make a video, and then I changed, I think similar to this video, I think it was actually about Red Dead, and I actually included Super Mario World because it was like, it might have been this video a little differently, where it was like the most influential games to me or something.
Gotcha.
I'll have to look. I'll put it in the show notes. Dude, Super Mario World is underrated. It's underrated, like...
It was so good.
There, like, you could just play the game and have fun. Mm-hmm. There are secrets. There's, like, oh, there's so much to that game.
Mm-hmm.
When they say that they don't make games like they used to, that's the game, like, that's the type of game that I think of. But then they do, right? Because they make Red Dead 2. They make Zelda Breath of the Wild. And it's those AAA games. I have a question for you. What would you pay for those experiences? Because what we end up getting is a bunch of $60 and $70 games that are so much worse than that.
Right.
And I would pay $120. I knew I was getting any of the games we mentioned, I'd pay $120. I was going to like be able to play that game forever.
Yeah, and I think that's part of why I haven't played as much of like games recently, right? Is like the cost has gone so far up. And, like...
But you don't know what you're getting.
You don't know what you're getting.
Oh, I have some games for you.
Okay.
I have some games for you.
Sweet.
Well, that is going to do it for our bonus episode. Those are the most influential games for us. Leave a comment. Tell us your most influential games. Thank you, Patty. You're, like, in the man cave today.
I am. It's fun.
Yeah. The Pro Tour playmat's gone. Matt had to use it for a college speech class. So, I literally took it down today.
Oh. Gotcha.
So, but thank you everybody for watching. I like that Red Dead's in the background as we like had this discussion.
Alert!
Yeah. But we'll see you guys all next time with another episode
of Need to Nerd. There we go.
Bye everybody.